From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Blast kills 45 in Damascus. A triple bombing in a Damascus district killed at least 45 people today. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing in the district of Damascus where Syria's holiest Shiite shrine is located. Violence occurred as Syria's main opposition group is set to meet with UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura in Geneva. Mistura is attempting to get warring Syrian factions to the negotiating table for a political solution to the country's nearly five-year civil war. Before participating in peace talks with the Syrian government, the High Negotiations Committee is demanding an end to government sieges and Russian airstrikes in rebel-held areas. Mistura says it's important that both sides in the Syrian conflict are present at the meetings.
Any type of ceasefire discussions, which is obviously something that we are aiming at, apart from substantive discussions on the future of Syria, need two interlocutors. You make a ceasefire when between those who are firing.
The nearly five-year civil war in Syria has left 250,000 people dead and displaced millions. At least 37 migrants, including several children, died Saturday when the boat meant to take them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast. The death toll rose late Saturday after search crews found more bodies trapped inside the 17-meter craft. Rescuers were able to pick up 75 survivors. The Turkish news agency Dogan said the migrants included people from Syria, Afghanistan, and Myanmar. From Washington, this is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging African Union heads of state to approve the use of peacekeepers in stemming the escalating violence in Burundi.
In Burundi, I welcome your proposal to deploy human rights observers and to establish a prevention and protection mission. This crisis requires the most serious and urgent commitment from all of us. I applaud you for taking collective responsibility and acting decisively.
The African Union wants to send thousands of peacekeepers to Burundi following election-related violence that killed more than 400 people since April. Scores of people are feared dead after Boko Haram militants attacked a village on the outskirts of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say the militants attacked the town of Dalori late Saturday, shooting residents and burning down homes and residents. The Associated Press reports a soldier saying three female suicide bombers detonated explosives among a group of residents, causing additional casualties. Residents say at least 50 people were killed in that violence. Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia Saturday when Turkey and NATO said a Russian warplane violated Turkish airspace. Russia dismissed the Turkish allegations as baseless propaganda. Turkey's foreign ministry says a Russian warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday at 9:45 Universal Time, despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. Turkey's president warned Russia it would endure consequences if it continues such violations and called the Russian actions irresponsible. The Zika virus is spreading rapidly in Latin America, and Asian governments have issued advisories attempting to contain the mosquito-borne disease. Zika could be linked to birth defects such as brain damage in newborns and could cause temporary paralysis, according to medical professionals. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America. They have asked people coming or returning from those areas who display symptoms, such as fever and rashes, to immediately report to health centers. Doctors are required to immediately report suspected cases. Meanwhile, Colombia's National Health Institute said the country has recorded 20,297 cases of Zika. Serbian Novak Djokovic won the Australian Open for the sixth time today, defeating Britain's Andy Murray in three sets. Djokovic said it was a tough match, calling Murray a great champion and a friend, and saying he is extremely honored to be mentioned alongside the legends of the sport. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.